Welcome back to the podcast. I'm going to be taking you through my unique method. What do I do? How do I get the results that I do with my clients? And I have some insane results. I've had clients that have gone from making $3,000 a month to $100,000 a month within 60 days. I've had people who, many people find their purpose, heal anxiety, heal trauma, overcome depression, build meaningful relationships, leave bad relationships, just insane stuff. And if you haven't seen it, just go to my website, go to my social medias, you'll see them. But I want to show you exactly how I do it. How do I actually get the results that I do? And there's only three pillars that I'm going to show you, and then I'm going to dissect it so you can have a big idea of what needs to get done, because you don't necessarily have to work with me to do it. You can work with other people. You probably have to work with about 5-10 people to get all the work that I do. But I'll show you the pillars and the things you need to put in place for you to have an inspired life. So an inspired life for me is a life on your terms. It's a life where you're fully expressed, you're creating your life's vision, you're the visionary for your life, and you have a life that inspires the shit out of you. You wake up every day with enthusiasm and love and excitement to live your life, where your calendar is filled with things that you want to do, or it might be an empty calendar and you just get to intuitively decide what you want to do. Either is okay, or either is fine. It's whatever you want. And I want to show you how to do that step by step by step, from finding your purpose, knowing who you are, having a plan, all that good stuff. I'm going to be showing you my method in this video. If you're not watching the video of this one, guys, please watch the video. So go to YouTube or go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, I believe does not have the video at this time anyways. So go to YouTube, ideally, if not Spotify, because you want to see the video of this one, because I'm going to be showing you right now my screen. So this is my inspired life method. I'm going to put this into a slideshow so you guys can see the full experience. So let's go through it. So present. So this is called my inspired life method. So this is how I go through and I help people. So you'll see it as I go through. So first things first, I start with self-mastery. I'm going to dive into each of these in more detail. What self-mastery means to me is you've mastered yourself. Your self-mastery, you master who you are in terms of your confidence, your self-worth, knowing who the hell you are, taking off the mask, stop living under other people's values, expectations, and needs, and actually being who you truly authentically are. And I'm going to go into that in a little bit more detail. Second, and these all tie into each other, is inner work. Because the inner work is your unhealed wounds, or your inner work you haven't done, is the invisible puppet master controlling your decisions, actions, and results in your life. If you keep self-sabotaging, if you keep plateauing, if you keep getting triggered, if you keep just magically destroying the results and goals in your life and ruining relationships, or even making money and being quote successful externally, but you're empty and miserable and unfulfilled internally, it's because you haven't done these two pillars. You haven't actually gone through and figured out who the hell you are, or you haven't done the inner work. And the more inner work you do, the more authentic and self-expressed you become. So these two really tie into each other. And then the last pillar is skills and strategies. This is what most people start with. Now, if you've watched any Tony Robbins or any self-development in general, you've probably heard of the 80-20 rule. It's Pareto's law, or Pareto's principle, where they say 80% of your results come from 20% of your inputs. Now, in this context, 80% of success is mindset, 20% is skill set. So if you want to succeed in anything, you do need skills. You need to know what to do. Let's use health and fitness. If you want to lose weight, you need to understand calories. You need to understand protein. You need to go exercise. You need to drink water. You need to know the skills of what to do. But those skills, and majority of skills out there, the more successful you become, the more nuanced and detailed your skills need to become. But skills are simple. You can Google, YouTube, watch a podcast, you can read a book, and you can talk to someone to get the skills. If you don't have the mindset to be willing to go find the skills and the strategies, or have the mindset to continue doing the skills and strategies, it doesn't matter about the skills and strategies. The mindset's more important. How many people look at, I don't know the statistics off the top of my head right now, but I know obesity, people being overweight and unhealthy, is very bad. I think it's over 60%+. You can correct me in the comments on that. But health is not very good overall. Is the skills and strategies of how to do that so fucking complicated that no one can fucking figure it out? No. Literally Google, YouTube, try 2, 3, 4, you'll get one that works for you. Go get a personal trainer. It's not that hard. But it's the skill, it's the mindset, which comes from your self-mastery, knowing who you are authentically, and doing the inner work, which prevents you from following through or pursuing until you get the skills. So that's why I start with self-mastery. I do a little bit of skills along the way as I'm doing it, but we really rip into the inner work, and then we can really get into relationships and business and all that good stuff. So I hope that is making sense. So now, if you put these two together, so if you really know who you truly are authentically and you've done your inner work, you're authentic. You're truly, truly authentic. Knowing who you are, being who you are, whilst healing through your wounds, trauma, limitations, we'll get to that soon, you become more and more authentic. I talk about this in other trainings that I do, but every time you heal through a wound or a shadow or a block, you release or unlock or express more of who you truly are. Your light shines brightest when you let it shine freely. Your wounds and limitations and masks and ego and personas are masking who you truly are. That's why I love inner work. My favorites personally is the self-mastery inner work. Skills and strategies, obviously they're important, like I said, but self-mastery and inner work are my favorite too. Now, if we put self-mastery and skills together, so say you know who you are and you've got the skills and strategies to actually execute, then you're gonna have high levels of performance. You're like, I'm good at this. So let's use health for example. Say you have a high value of health. You love health, you love training, you love exercise, and then you get the skills and strategies of how to be a personal trainer or do really well in health, be a bodybuilder, go do some CrossFit or whatever it is, be a yoga instructor. You know who you are and you've got the right skills. You put them together, you get performance. So that's why, again, they're crucial, they tie into each other. And then the last two that go together, skills and strategies and the inner work, is flow. Because if you have the skills, the strategies, and you're following through, but you've got a lot of unhealed stuff, you get triggered a lot, you're so up and down, you have really awesome days where you're on cloud nine, loving life, killing it, and then you have days where you're like fucking depressed and you're suicidal and you hate your life or you're super anxious, it's very clunky. It doesn't flow nicely. There's lack of flow. So that's why, again, you want to put them all together and you get my inspired life method. Now you put them all together and this is what you get. You get fully expressed. You are fully expressing who you are. I love this line. If you want to write down a quote or listen to a quote from this podcast, the quote is this: when what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. I'll say that again. When what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. When you know who you are authentically, you've done the self-mastery, you know your values, you know your purpose. I'm going to get into that in a second. You've done your inner work. And just so you know, inner work's never done. You always got more work to heal through. There's always more layers. There's always more depths. There's always more things to heal through. And you've got the skills and strategies that line up with who you truly are. You're going to be fully expressed. You're going to be the visionary of your life. You will have because we all have a vision for your family, your business, your relationship, whatever it is. And you will create that. You will be the visionary of your life. So that's what happens when you put them all together. But it goes deeper than that. So we're going to keep going. So I'm going to get rid of this. So you put this all together. You can see the circle that goes around the outside is community. The container that allows you to fulfill this. So you could also put mentors here as well. So a community or a mentor to help you put this all together. Where the right mentor or the right community, they're going to support you and challenge you. Maximum growth is on the borderline of support and challenge. So you need both. You need someone to give you a cuddle, give you a kiss, give you some love, and hold you and guide you and support you and make you feel safe. But then sometimes you need a kick right up the ass to get your shit together and actually follow through on what you know you need to get done. Meaningful connections to it, because we are human beings fundamentally, evolutionarily speaking, we crave connections. We are herd mammals. We love connections and having meaningful connections. And then alignment, making sure that you've got people that who are in alignment with where you want to go. If you fastest way to change your life is to change your environment. So that's why you want your community or your mentors you're working with to be able to give you all of these things, okay? So there's more though. So we're going to keep going. Oh, actually, I'm going the wrong way. We're going to go this way. So there are pillars within these. Now, there's even more pillars within each of the things I'm going to show you, but I'm just going to give you guys some of them right now. So you've got values. So let me just move that. So when it comes to self-mastery, this is what I start with everyone. I start with values. Your values are the areas of your life that fulfill you the most. people have a big misperception on values. The most common one is freedom. Most people, and if you're listening to this, I'll ask you the question. Do you believe that you value freedom? No, I haven't had anyone say no to this question yet. So far, 100% of people I've asked say yes to that question. Then I'll say, no, you don't value freedom. Freedom allows you to live out your values. I'll say that again. You don't value freedom. Freedom allows you to live out your values. What does that mean? Say right now, I transfer you $1 billion into your bank account. Not that I have that much money, but say I did do that. And you've got $1 billion tax-free in your bank account. Would you then go sit on your couch and watch Netflix for the rest of your life and do nothing else? Everyone I've asked that question to said no. Well, I thought you said you just wanted freedom. That's all you wanted, just the freedom, right? The financial time freedom. No. What you would do would be your values. If you value travel and experiences, you're going to go fly around the world and go travel to all these beautiful countries and places and experience the things you want to experience. If you value family, you're going to spend more time with your family. You're going to take them out to restaurants, take them to theme parks. You're going to just spend time with them. If you value your business, you're going to put more money into business or start another business or whatever it is. If you value wealth, you're probably going to invest most of that money or a large percentage of that money into wealth to create generational wealth. If you value health, you're going to get the world's best personal trainer, the world's best supplements, the world's best training program, build your own gym because you've got so much money now. You would go and live out your values. Freedom's not a value. Freedom gives you the space and the resources to live out your values on a higher level. So I hope that gave you good context on what I mean by that. And I have a process. All of these, everything I'm about to show you, I show you how to do this step by step by step by step in the method, in my work, in my community, and in the services that I provide. Then we go through purpose. Your purpose in life. What is your purpose in life? And people think you need to go meditate on the mountains for 20 years and take all this plant medicine and do all this stuff to figure this out. I show you step by step by step by step by step through a process called the purpose process of how to find your life's purpose. Your purpose is what fulfills you the most. It's what lights you up. It's your northern star. It's your gift to give back to the world. And again, I show you how to do this, which is really cool. Then we go through your mission and vision. What's your life's mission? What's your life vision? We're talking about visionary before. What does life look like? Where do you want to be in the next 5 to 10 years? Authentically. Because when most people set goals, because most people don't set goals, but when people do set goals, a lot of people set goals based on someone that they're not. They're doing it to impress their parents or their partner or society or social media. And they're not authentic goals. They're not actually goals that mean authentically a lot to that person. So it's why so many people start goals and don't fucking finish them, because they're just setting goals that aren't theirs. If I set a goal, if someone come up to me and says, you should, you have to, you ought to, you must, whenever you hear those terms, should, have to, ought to, got to, must, someone is projecting their values onto someone else. So say someone comes up to me and says, you should go become a CrossFit person, go become a CrossFit athlete. And then I feel guilty and I beat myself up and I lack self-worth and I listen to that person and I inject their values ahead of my own and I go do that. Along the way, I'm going to feel guilty as shit. I'm going to feel unfulfilled. I'm going to fucking hate it. And I'm going to give up on those goals because I don't fucking enjoy it. And I'm going to self-sabotage them to come back and do the things I actually want to do. So that's why we want to know your values, know your purpose, and then set a life's mission and vision based on that. Where do you want to be in the next 5 to 10 years based on who you authentically are, not who you think you have to be, good, should be, must be. I hope that made sense. Now, next part, inner work. So through inner work, we go through traumas, we go through wounds. The things that have wounded you or hurt you or your traumas, they're the things that trigger you. They're the things that set you off. That it dictates your emotional swinging. If you know people that have these really high highs, these really low lows, they have a lot of unhealed traumas and wounds they haven't worked through yet. So we want to go through, learn how to identify them, your triggers, traumatic reactions, and traumas, and identify what they are and how to heal through this. I use this quote all the time when it comes to inner work. There's no ultimate martial art, only the ultimate martial artist who knows every single martial art and knows when to pull from the right one at the right time to get the right result. So that's how I see healing. There's many modalities to healing. There's Demartini facilitation, there's NLP, there's timeline therapy, there's meditation, there's traditional therapy, there's plant medicine, there's sound healing, there's Reiki healing, there's breath work. There is so many forms of healing. So I teach a lot of tools and I take you through these tools to start removing all of those traumas, wounds, limitations, inadequacies. Limiting beliefs is another one as well. Limiting beliefs are things like I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I'm inadequate, I'm a piece of shit, I'm not worthy of love, money is evil, I can't be successful, whatever it is. These all link into each other, so your traumas can create limiting beliefs, or it might just be a belief that you've downloaded as well. trauma isn't necessarily linked to limiting beliefs. And then the last part is blocks and shadows, because you could have quite a trauma or a wound, but you can also have an energetic, spiritual, or emotional block, which isn't linked to trauma. It's just stored emotion in your nervous system, in your body, in your soma. If you've ever heard of somatic healing or you've ever done somatic healing, that's moving stored emotions, which can come from trauma or it can come from other things, that are stored and blocking the flow of energy within your system, within your body, within your nervous system, and all the above. So we want to identify these and again, work through them, because the more you work through this, the more free and flowing you're going to be, the more authentic you're going to be, and the less self-sabotaging patterns that you're going to have as well. Then we get into skills and strategies. This is where we go through master planning. So we take your vision, which is based on your mission and your purpose and your values, and based on that, we put together a plan, because complexity is the enemy of execution. Most people have no fucking clue who they are. Most people don't have anything I've gone through so far. So this is how I have such big shifts with people, because I put all of these in place step by step by step. But anyways, most people have no fucking clue who they are, where they want to go. They haven't addressed any of their shit underneath. And even that, a lot of people don't know how to actually go from where they are to where they want to be. So once you've got your mission, you've got your vision, you want to help a million people, you want to change the world, you want to help your family, you want to do blah, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Whatever is important to you, whatever inspires you. The next question is like, well, how the fuck do I get there, right? So how do I actually go from where I am to where I want to be? And we go into so much detail here. We go through, how much money do you need to earn to live your dream life? That might be $1,000 a week. It might be $10,000 a week. It might be $100,000 a week. And it does not matter the figure. The figure is irrelevant, because there are literally 15-year-olds making tens of millions of dollars online right now. If you want to do this little exercise for yourself, just to give yourself some motivation, or you might feel bad about yourself, jump on Google and type in Ryan's Toys, R-Y-A-N-S, Ryan's Toys, income or net worth. It's like this 12, 13, 15-year-old kid who makes tens of millions of dollars from YouTube making toy review videos. He literally gets like Legos and like toys and shit, and he just reviews them, him playing with them. Obviously, his parents have helped set this up. And he makes, I think I referenced him the other day. He made like, I think it was like $20 million in 12 months. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that is insane amount of money, right? And he's like 12, 13 years old. Insane. So the money's irrelevant. You just get clear on how much money do you need to earn to live your dream life. That's the important part. And then we go through, what vehicle do you need? If you're right now trading time for money, then it's going to be very hard for you to scale your income and your freedom. If you want to go into Rich Dad, Poor Dad, go read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I teach this stuff as well, so you don't have to go through that. I teach this for you. But anyways, long story short, we want to go through, what's your dream day look like based on your vision? How much money do you need to live that dream life? And then what vehicle? Because if you're going to go from Australia to America, you don't want to take a car. You want a plane or you want a jet, right? So you need the right vehicle to allow you to go from where you are to where you want to be. And then we put it into a master plan. So what are you doing in the next 3 years? Well, we do mission and vision first. So the mission is 5 to 10 years. So mission is a measurable goal, and it's based on your purpose, based on your values. So let's use my example. My purpose is to heal and expand consciousness. My mission is to coach 1 million people to live a life that inspires them. So essentially, if you look at what I'm doing, that's exactly what I do. And then we want to break that down into a 3-year goal. So what do you need to achieve in the next 3 years for you to move towards that? Then we go 2 years, then we go 12 months, then we go quarter, then we go month, then we go week, then we go day. So if anyone that follows me, I do it quite frequently on my stories, as I post my daily huddle, where I write down the things that I'm working on to move towards my goals, towards my week, towards my month, my quarter, my year, my 2 year, 3 year, to my mission. And that's literally the process I take you through step by step by step to get clear on that. Now, oh, went the wrong way. So then we go into technical skills. Now, the thing with this whole model, the one that is most broad is skills and strategies, because there are infinite amount of skills that you could need to learn. It depends on what your goals are, obviously. Like if you want to learn business, technical skills are like your data black and white skills, like how to run a Facebook ad, how to sell, selling could maybe go into soft skills, which is the next part, is soft skills. So technical skills are your more measurable skills. They're analytical. It's like you do A, you get B, more data driven skill sets. So can be things like marketing, can be things like planning. So you can put master planning in as a technical skill. It's a pillar of what I go through. That's why it's got its own spot here. But you want to get the technical skills of what you need to do. Think of like running east looking for a sunset. That's what Tony Robbins uses all the time. That's you having the motivation, the inspiration, all that stuff, but you've got the wrong skills. You need to have the right plan and you need to learn the skills needed. Do you need to learn how to market? Do you need to learn how to sell? Do you need to learn how to hire people? Do you need to learn how to build systems? So systems, processes, you're more sort of analytical, black and white things. They're your technical skills. And then you've got soft skills. Soft skills are like sales, leadership, influence, communication, people, IQ. You could even put it into IQ and then EQ, which is intelligence, mental intelligence, and then EQ, which is emotional intelligence. So it's like, how do you communicate? How do you hold your energy? How do you make someone feel safe? These are your more soft skills. You put that all together, you know what you need to do to actually, well, let's put this all together. And then last part is community. So I went through community before, so I don't need to do that again. But this is my whole method. What you're looking at right now is what I do with my clients. I obviously go into a lot of detail with each of those, but let's run you through start to bottom. Firstly, I work with them. I always start with self-mastery. So I get clear on who are you authentically? Not with the mask, not who you think you have to be, should be, got to be, must be, based on your upbringing, society, your partner, your parents, or religion, or whatever it is. Who are you actually, truly being who you authentically are? Your values, what's your purpose in life? What are you here to do? What lights you up the most? Then we get clear on your life's mission, your life's vision. Now you can do these two, the strategies and skills and inner work at the same time. So depending on the person I'm working with, we will either do the master plan first and then do inner work, or we'll do inner work and then we'll do the master plan. It just depends who I'm working with, but let's go inner work first. Then we'll start to clear out all your baggage, all the judgment, all the trauma, all the wounds, all the blocks, all the inadequacies. I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. Blah, 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 blah. We clear that shit out. Get that shit out of you. And then we get clear on the plans. We've got the tactics. We know where we're going. We know how we're getting there. And we learn the skills. Like technical skills, again, might be building funnels, landing pages, conversion rates, marketing, blah, blah, blah. And then we learn how to communicate. We learn how to hold space. We learn how to love ourselves. We learn how to set boundaries. So you've got everything that you need. You know who you are. You know where you're going. You know how you're getting there. You've removed all the bullshit, glass ceilings, mental, emotional, mental blocks that are going to stop you from getting there. And then you've got a community that supports, challenges you, holds you accountable. You've got beautiful connections and you've all got alignment, and it allows you to fulfill your life. That is how you create a life on your terms. That is my method. That is what I do. That is how I help people. If you're interested in working with me, depending when you're listening to this, I'm writing a book, which actually puts this all into a book. It's taken some time. I'm almost finished it at the time of this recording. The first draft anyways. I have a conscious community where I help this. It's very affordable. It's literally like $50 or about $100 a month, depending when you're watching this and what country that you're in. And I also do one-on-one coaching as well. One-on-one coaching is a higher investment. You're looking over $10,000, just to be transparent. If that feels alive for you, there are links down below. You can go to my website, go to my Instagram. If you got value from this, if you could comment down below, if you could send it to a friend, if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, if you got some value from this, it would be awesome. Thank you for watching this. I hope you saw the potential in this and how this can change your life. Depending if my book's out, go read my book. It will give you the basics of this and a bit more detail. Join my conscious community. You can cancel whenever you want. If you feel alive to work with me one-on-one, send me a DM and we can go from there. I love you guys. I'll speak to you soon. See ya.